Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Rusty Herring joins me, and we would be talking about one of his businesses. Instead, we're talking about another business, and it's fantastic. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I love it. As Miranda is the one that brought you. I'm not turning your mic on, Miranda, by the way. tell us a little bit about it. As Miranda sent me some information, and it's interesting to see, number one, something for kids.
Absolutely.
It seems like. But when I started reading about sensory this and this, it's for all kids. It's not just for a certain amount.
That's right. I mean, we're definitely focused on anywhere from crawlers. Mm-hmm. Smaller kids,
yeah.
Crawlers up to really about 12 years old is kind of the ideal age for mm-hmm. the structure and the equipment and facility and so we're the group of partners all have young kids, and we've been to different places to entertain them. You know, I mean, parents are always looking for what can we do with our kids.
No doubt,
particularly on days when you're bottled up in the house and looking for somewhere to go, and outside activities aren't ideal conditions. So we've all traveled different places, Birmingham, Montgomery, Columbus, for these type of facilities. And so just one after another, we all started talking and decided, you know what, we need to bring a concept like this to this area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, selfishly, we all wanted it for our families. And then also thought it'd be a great, great thing for the community.
Yeah, and it is indoors too, as well, which
yeah.
is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, like you said, everybody's looking for set. And listen, this is going to get real popular when summer rolls around.
Yeah,
because I can being a dad, and you know, my two now are 17 and fixing to be 16. So,
sure.
Indoor playgrounds are not necessarily their thing as much.
Yeah, they're beyond cool.
As much as it is finding, you know, what Wednesday night to hang out with what friends and
sure.
what new cars are out there. So, but I will say, when they were coming through, the summers we were always looking for stuff for
yep.
them to do, because mom got off early at 2:30 and she'd go grab them, and it's like, all right, now where do we go?
Sure.
Because even though we're all dead tired as parents, the kids are razzed up the entire time, man. They're needing to spend some energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I will ask you this. It says soft play for ages 2 through 12. What is soft play?
Yeah, so soft play is essentially indoor playground equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's padded. Everything's super, super safe. Like, our four core values, number one is safety. We know as a parent, like, yeah. you want to make sure your kids are safe wherever they're going, mm-hmm. right? Number two is cleanliness, because, you know, that kind of goes hand in hand mm-hmm. with safety. We are going to have the facility extremely clean, and that's a really top priority
yep.
for us. The third is hospitality, and just having a servant mentality that, like, hey, we're there to host and to mm-hmm. take pressure off the parents. Like, we want parents to be able to come into a space where they can relax and know, one, their kids are safe, and two, they can actually have a conversation with their spouse mm-hmm. or another adult and relax knowing their kids are playing, having fun, and
right.
they're not having to look after them in a giant, you know, facility that they don't know where their kid mm-hmm. is, and they don't know who they're playing with. And so hospitality, and just really like our birthday parties will really show our hospitality mm-hmm. in how we host and how we take care of everything from the time of, you know, family gets to the facility, mm-hmm. hosting the whole birthday party, and just seeing to it that they have a great experience. And then the fourth core value, of course, is fun.
Like, yeah.
that, our whole concept is providing fun. And
right.
so it's a super engaging, you know, it's an indoor playground, but also almost like the obstacle course mm-hmm. feeling, and a lot of interactive pieces mm-hmm. so that kids can have a different experience every time they come.
Is that the age group too? Is it 2 through 12, or can anybody go?
So yeah, that's a great question. And so we know, like, there's families that have kids that mm-hmm. range in that, you know, say they have an 8, 10, and a 14-year-old,
right?
Right? So, you know, they can older kids can play with like a younger sibling in mm-hmm. the space. But at the same time, we also want to be aware of and protective of, like, the space is designed for younger kids.
Right.
And,
you don't want a 16-year-old knocking
over. We don't want a group of 14-year-old right. baseball team. Love them. But it's not designed for a lot of large kids to come yeah. and play. I mean, the structure is totally safe and secure. Mm-hmm. But just bigger kids bumping into little, mm-hmm. smaller kids, we're just going to be super aware of that and protective of the space is designed for catering to younger mm-hmm. families. And so being inclusive yet protective of right. our ideal range of kids that we're really catering towards is a balance that we are aware of mm-hmm. and protecting as well.
Because we all got that kid, especially me, my youngest, that when she was 3 and 4 and 5, she thought she was 14 and 15.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if those kids were in there playing, she was going to be over there with them thinking sure. she could keep up with them.
Sure.
Even though she was the tiniest person in there, she was, she was like that little yappy dog that thinks they're 10 foot tall and bulletproof. That was her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we know the kids will do that as well. It says I got an arcade zone, interactive climbing wall, all that stuff as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So the arcades, again, we have one game that's geared towards that older sibling mm-hmm. that's there hanging out and they're looking for something to do. And it's an interactive game that caters to older ages, mm-hmm. but a lot of them are a game where they play to win something.
Okay.
And the prizes are geared towards more younger children. Mm-hmm. And then the interactive wall, climbing wall, it's called a VeloClimb system where it's they're on the wall, but they're interacting with the wall. So,
okay.
For example, you may have to climb from one part of the wall. There's a projector that displays a graphic, and you got to get from one side to the other side without hitting the laser, so to speak.
Oh, okay.
And if you hit it, then it'll flash and buzz and say, try again,
right.
So you got to kind of, it's almost like you're climbing through a little obstacle course on the wall. There's another like birthday feature where balloons come up and little kids that are on the wall are like slapping the wall to pop the balloons.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of different games there that we are, it's a really new and advanced mm-hmm. system that we are learning.
It
looks awesome. And at the same time, we're like, wow, what all can this thing do? But we're, it's going to be a fantastic feature. And also, we'll be learning the system, as we get ready to open our doors.
Very cool stuff. We're talking fantastic. We're talking Rusty Herring. He's with us. Got to take a quick break and come back. We'll talk where you find this and how you get involved. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
Federally regulated, but not federally funded. You're listening to Auburn Opelika this morning.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We're talking with Rusty Herring. We're talking about fantastic and indoor playground. It's where is Pepperell Parkway, 2550? So what is it close to?
Yeah, so it is right behind the Bojangles and next to Surge. A lot of families are familiar with where that is. Mm-hmm. So the building adjacent, right next to Surge, Tractor Supply, that whole area.
I gotcha. Yeah. Yep. So, I knew it had to be a big building.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, with all the indoor stuff that you get. I like this. It's a sensory friendly hours.
Yep.
And, this started, I think the College of Nursing started doing this at like City Fest a few years ago. They had like a sensory trailer that kids could uh-huh. go to. And, this has turned into, that wasn't a thing when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Now having kids that I know, I said they were 16 and 15, but they had friends growing up, had sensory issues
yeah.
and that kind of thing. I mean, I know you guys want to be all inclusive, but I'm sure you being, in kind of the medical field, you understand this is a part of society that needs a little help as well.
Absolutely. And we just having a heart for the community and my experience just as a chiropractor mm-hmm. and up at Cornerstone have seen a lot of families that we want to provide a space where their children can partake in all of these awesome fun activities and also create it in an environment and in a time that works for them. Mm-hmm. And we know that the unfortunate reality is in the busiest day, times, the environment may not be a great environment for them. Busy, loud, lot of people. And so, so having sensory hours where it'll be less capacity, mm-hmm. we'll limit the capacity, less volume in the space. Mm-hmm. And so we will have different days and times where mm-hmm. Right now it's going to be as the staff is able to staff it and mm-hmm. handle it. Right now we're looking at the first and third Saturday mornings mm-hmm. Of every month. And then as that, we see that need grows, expanding those hours but really just creating opportunities for them to, just it be a place where they can come and enjoy and mm-hmm. enjoy it just like every other kid and give them those opportunities, but also being protective of their needs mm-hmm. and just know that, we need to accommodate for what they need. And so it's it's conversations with some faculty of school mm-hmm. that knows what they need. Actually, one of our team members is a special needs assistant teacher in the city school system, and she's super trained and aware of their needs.
Yeah.
And so knowing what they need and how to best cater to them is something that we are aware of and also working on to provide those opportunities for that for them.
That's awesome stuff. I know you'd mentioned it just a little bit while ago where you talked about birthday parties. I mean, sounds like that's going to be something. I'm guessing, can they do that stuff through the website, like booking, or
yep.
do they need to call y'all, or how does that?
Yeah, so our website allows booking, and the website connects with our planning software mm-hmm. and our operational software. So our website's playfuntastic.com.
Yep.
Same on socials. It's, Instagram is playfuntastic. Mm-hmm. And there, those announcements will be coming out when we have, finally announced that grand opening date, which will mm-hmm. be sometime next week. And the exact date is kind of to be determined based on some of the final touch ups with equipment and
y'all doing your homework.
Yeah,
make sure they study up.
Make sure we can put our best foot forward.
Right.
And our team is an amazing group of people mm-hmm. and also just making sure they're super comfortable and confident in all the operational stuff, the mm-hmm. softwares, the flow of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yes, to answer your question, birthday parties, that booking link is live. You go to the events and you can click book now. You can see the different party packages mm-hmm. based on the party size. Based on the party size, determines which size room they would need. Mm-hmm. It includes lots of things like drinks and pizza and things like that. So we have some different, if there's dietary restrictions or needs and things like that, there's a section for notes. They can enter it in, kind of let our team know, and then our lead party host will connect with the whoever booked the party, the parent, the guardian, and reach out to them to coordinate and facilitate that to be a really smooth process. So parents know what to expect, what they're getting, mm-hmm. what to expect the day of the party, and make that as seamless and as low stress as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We know as parents how stressful hosting a birthday party can be.
Yeah.
And we want to make that, we want to take that level of the having to host mm-hmm. as much as we can, take it off the parents.
I think that's great. I've said before, when ours were little, like taking them to places, the less we had to do, the better.
Absolutely.
Especially when it's your kid that's having the birthday, because they're all wired up on number one cake and, Cokes and everything else, along with, we talk about sensory overload, presents and all that kind of stuff mm-hmm. showing up. So,
sure.
Yeah, when folks will take over, I absolutely love it. You can get in touch with them, 334-203-PLAY. That's the easiest. You can do info@playfuntastic.com. Playfuntastic.com is the website. You said that's also Facebook, Instagram,
mm-hmm.
all that kind of good stuff. I will ask you this because we're getting with us bumping up on summer. Are y'all fully staffed? Are you still looking for like part-time workers and helpers?
We are fully staffed.
Okay.
We have so many applicants.
That's good.
We have more than enough, and our team's gone is going through it. And but we've got a great team. We do have an employment at playfantastic.com for interested people. But I will say right now we have
Awesome.
We are fully staffed and we have quite an inventory.
Listen, you'd be surprised how many people sit in that chair and off the air they'll tell them, they'll go, we really need workers. So you've hit the ground running in the right
way.
Well,
apparently a lot of people want to work at a fun indoor, you know, family entertainment center. So
of course
it's been a great great response by the community, both in excitement for this facility coming to the area.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit overwhelming, honestly, at first. It was more of a response than we were hoping for. but that's okay. It's great. It's going to be awesome. And also, we know we want to really staff up to mm-hmm. make sure we're not overwhelmed to the point where our staff is overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. So now the space does have capacity, and so that's going to be a part of, I guess you could call it unfortunate reality, is if someone shows up and we're at capacity,
mm-hmm.
it'll be similar to almost like booking a movie ticket.
Okay.
So if the noon time block, someone comes in at noon and we're at capacity, we're going to be having a conversation with them about our schedule and when we do have capacity. But those play passes can be bought online as well.
Okay.
And so they can purchase play passes and reserve their time, which will deduct from our capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So if my family and two other families want to go, next Saturday at 2 p.m., we could go ahead. If we know we want to go at 2 p.m., you could go ahead and go online and buy those passes for that time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So makes it so easy. Go online at playfantastic.com. Again, the number 334-203-PLAY. So easy. I was smart to get that too, by the way. 203-PLAY or info@playfantastic.com. Rusty, thank you, man. I greatly appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having us.